Larry Nerd is awesome. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I thought, was pretty creative. I mean, the goggles, and then I like Steph Blurry.
Avila head and shoulder fake through traffic and floats it home.
Inside Avila, layup is good.
Avila off balance after the bump.
As Avila answers.
My personal favorite is Rob Wave. He's named after my favorite music artist, Rob Wave. And so it's just to kind of have a nickname, you know, tied in with him, it's been awesome.
He loves Rob Wave, but I'm never going to give him that because I know he likes it. So I just never use that one. When his mother gets mad at him, it's Roberto Jose. So I know that when mom's upset, that he doesn't get any of those nicknames.
Where I grew up, we know we would call him Baller.
Yes,
he's a baller.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. One of the most recognized men in college basketball. Freshly signed as a Billiken after establishing himself with a great run with Indiana State and the NIT. Robbie Avila has more nicknames than anyone I've ever heard of. I like College Jokic. I think that's the best one I've seen, and what a compliment. Robbie, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, guys. Thank you guys for having me.
Well, we love your game, and we love getting a chance to watch you. How bitter was it to not get into the tournament when clearly you guys belonged in the NCAA? And how much fun was it to make a run to the championship game in the NIT as a result of being in that tournament?
Yeah, no. Obviously, when we got let out on that selection Sunday, it was a heartbreaker for sure. I know a lot of guys thought we were going to get in, but it definitely hurt. But I think it was able to kind of motivate us to, you know, try and prove everybody wrong when we were in the NIT to kind of win as many games as possible. And I think we did a pretty good job. We were, you know, 2 minutes away from winning it. And so I think we did really good coming out from that bounce back.
So, Robbie, obviously after the season you had, your coach got a lot of attention. Josh Schertz goes from Indiana State to St. Louis. You enter the portal, and you announced over the weekend, ended a lot of suspense, that you're going to join him in St. Louis. What was that process like, and how heavily were you recruited by Power Five schools that might have tempted you to go elsewhere?
When he took the job with St. Louis, he was obviously, you know, recruiting me right away. He's like, you know, I want you to come with, you know, I think we can do the same thing that we did at Indiana State here in the A-10. And so I got hit up by a couple other schools. I kind of put the do not contact tag on me because I wanted to take some time to think. But there's still a lot of schools that reached out, a lot of big schools. But I think overall my decision came down to, you know, trusting Coach Schertz, who's the guy that got me this far these past 2 years. And I don't see why I should change now, and I'm going to trust him for these next 2 years as well.
Well, that's great, and I know that, if I'm not mistaken, your entire team entered the portal, right? I mean, did you guys talk about it when Coach Schertz left? And in fairness to Indiana State, they did offer him like a record contract extension for them. But he went to St. Louis, and he was going to go, and off he went. And have you talked to any of your old teammates? The whole team's in the portal.
Yeah, no. I mean, we still talk, you know, every single day pretty much here. You know, obviously, Drew and Jason are going to Texas. Oh. And I think they're going to be really good over there. You got Ryan's going to go to Xavier, and waiting on what Swope decides he wants to do. But we all talk every day. You know, we all wish each other nothing but success. You know, the bonds we created this year was, you know, kind of unique. And so, you know, I just know that, you know, no matter where everybody goes, you know, we're still going to be close. We're still going to probably talk to each other, you know, almost every other day. And, you know, most importantly, I think we're all going to win some basketball games for who we play with.
So obviously there's some interest locally here because the White Sox signed you to an NIL deal after the season that you had. And it's such a big part of the college sports student athletes experience now, the NIL. How did that come about? And were you a Sox fan before they're paying you to be a Sox fan?
Yeah, no, it was actually, it was pretty awesome. You know, I got my guy, Joseph Neary. He kind of, you know, represents me for my NIL deals and all that stuff. So he was, you know, keeping in touch with me throughout the season. He told me, like, you know, the White Sox want to, you know, sign you as one of their, you know, 12 athletes that they do. And so, It was a no-brainer. You know, I grew up loving the Sox. You know, my whole entire family's a Sox household. You know, we live on the south side of Chicago. So, you know, I absolutely love them. You know, no matter what they're doing. You know, I'm a big Sox fan, and so, you know, it's going to be awesome to be able to kind of represent them, you know, for college athletes and being able to get out there, you know, to a couple games too.
Yeah, you're from Oak Forest, and you were a star at Oak Forest High, and obviously, I think St. Louis is probably is the same trip from Oak Forest as Terre Haute. Is it? Are you asking your folks to travel more? I mean, it's roughly the same distance, right?
Yeah, it's about like an hour longer. It's about like 3:45 away from Oak Forest, so it's not too far. You know, my parents are big time travelers, so they'll come to every home game. They'll make it to some away games too, so it'll be a good deal.
So I have to ask you, Robbie, did you meet Larry Bird throughout the whole process and the success at Indiana State? And what is your favorite nickname?
Unfortunately, I did not. You know, I know he's a pretty busy dude, but he did not get out to any of the games throughout the season. But, you know, I tell everybody all the time, my favorite is always going to be Rob Wave. I think that's always my number one. Still trying to get it up there.
There's so many good ones, and you are a very distinctive looking player, right? I mean, for a guy who's 6'10", you've got those goggles and you've got the, you know, just kind of the great game. I mean, you're almost an under the rim center, but you're like a stretch center. You can knock down threes. How would you define your game for us?
I think it's just very versatile. I'm able, like you said, I'm 6'10". I'm a big guy. I'm able to play in the post. You got mismatches on me. I'm able to, you know, attack that. But also you put a big man on me, I'm able to stretch the floor and, you know, shoot threes, you know, really create space, open the floor up. I think I'm the biggest thing, you know, that separates me from other big men is my playmaking ability. I'm able to put the ball on the ground, you know, come off ball screens myself and, you know, make plays, pass, you know, to open teammates. And I think just the combination of all three, you know, the basic pass, shooting, and dribble, you know, those three skills is what separates me from a lot of other big men nowadays.
What has been the most fun part about your sudden celebrity? You burst onto the scene. A lot of people look at your career in the ascension and say, okay, 17-6 is a pretty good college player who is going places. But you also became this sort of March celebrity. What's been the most fun part?
I would definitely say being able to enjoy it with my family and teammates. You know, we had a lot of jokes throughout the season with the team. You know, they're all, you know, see me on ESPN or see me there, and they're sending it to the group chat laughing. But just being able to see the joy it brought to a lot of people that are close to me was definitely the most fun part that I had throughout this all.
So going from the Missouri Valley to the A-10, is that a step up at all? Do you feel confident in what you can do as a player and how that will translate?
Yeah, no, obviously, you know, the MVC was a really good league this year, but, you know, so is the A-10. You know, they have a, you know, history of having, you know, multi-bid leagues, and so it's going to be really competitive. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be a hard league to play in for sure, and, you know, I'm excited. I trust in Coach Schertz and, you know, all the assistant coaches that he put together, you know, what they're going to do with the roster. You know, we're going to have a really good team to compete this year, and, you know, I think our goal is nothing short of championships, just like they were here at Indiana State.
All right, Robbie, I saw already this one tried out. St. Louis University, SLU, slew Alcindor. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I saw that one. I think that one might be, you know, it's just as creative as the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar one. You know, I wasn't thinking about that one. I saw that one, I think, on Twitter, and, you know, it got some good laughs out of me.
Oh, man, that's great stuff. Robbie, we're going to stay in touch with you. Hope you have a great year, and we'll have you on again.
Congratulations.
You're really fantastic.
All right, I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
That is Robbie Avila. He with St. Louis now. He's
St.
a Billiken.
Yeah.